It actually began after the 30 houses was built and they were connected. That was probably about 6 months ago.
So for the past 6 months, how often would the water be going out at Bidji?
About every second day. And we didn't think much of it. We thought that maybe water was being misused or people were using a lot of water because they want to keep the lawns nice and green. And we thought that maybe because it's an old community, a lot of pipes and fittings that are still in existence hasn't been disconnected. So we frantically went around and got the plumbers to check every pipe and make sure there's no leakages. And that was over a course of 2 to 3 months. And since then, all that's been rectified, but the problem hasn't been resolved. It seems that because of the 30 houses and more residents, people coming in, a lot of water's being used, and hence not enough pressure. And we only got three bores that's working, and that's really insufficient for a population of 2,000 plus.
And Peter, would an extra storage tank help the situation, or an extra bore?
Well, I spoke to Graham McCafferty, the manager for Essential Services and Development Housing in Perth, and he thinks that that may help with the extra storage tank, but an extra bore is required. He is also said, because but the problem is that the extra bore is going to cost you $1 million plus or something to build.
Yes, and
so we have a problem.
Yeah, and James, I can well imagine how inconvenient this must be for people living at Bidjedanga, having their water going off regularly. Can you tell me what happens when the water goes off every second day? How do you all cope?
Yeah, very hard.
Yeah, it's very hard, really. Actually, because you got young children and you got parents with babies and they need to get
aged care
here. You know, people are looking after the elderly here today, you know, in this community. In fact, we've got non-Indigenous staff in this area. It's people that work in this school and stuff. And it's pretty hard, you know, when there's no water being utilised when the boats are down, you know.
Yeah, I understand. And James, are you finding that people are starting to fill up buckets so they can flush toilets in case the water goes off? Or
yes, that is quite true. People are filling up buckets or water bottles. And plus, the school and the clinic had to be closed just the other day. And the next probably would be the store and where we're meeting here today at the ACT Centre, you know.
And what about access to water for drinking? Where are people getting their water from when it goes off and they're thirsty or they need to cook?
Either go into the supermarket and because it's store, but supermarket services there that supply bottled water for the community, yes.
This is ABC Kimberley. I'm talking to Peter Yip and James Yanawana from the Bidjedanga community. Peter's the CEO, James is the chairman. Peter, you said that through your investigations over the past 6 months, you believe that it is the 30 new houses and an expanded population that's draining the water supply too quickly. How is it that this was able to happen? Didn't anyone measure the water supply and plan to build or expand the water supply before these new houses were built and new people came in?
Yes, that was looked at already because I had Pearson Brincroft, the water people in Perth, come and do some testing, and they informed me that, yes, you need an extra bore to satisfactorily supply water for the community. But apparently it fell through because that's what they were going to do, the project, but it fell through because there was no money there. There was sufficient funds. So they sort of put it on the burner for time being. But now we've come to the stage where it's got to happen. And having spoken with Graham McCafferty from Perth the other day and today, he confirmed that they have found some money to build a tank, a buffer tank, which hopefully will alleviate the problem. But the other problem we've got is we've been earmarked for another 50 new houses. I spoke to Rain Queen from Department of Housing in Perth this morning. She said, well, we're doing planning program now for these 50 new houses. I said, yeah, that would eliminate the shortage of housing of people, but it doesn't eliminate the problem of water. I said, we need to look at the water situation before you build. Otherwise, we'll have a big problem.